The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Stone and we're going to be looking ahead to some of Monday's action on this edition. It's Bank Holiday Monday. Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and Mark Slater will be your studio team, bringing you as much action as they can from Bangor, Cartmel, Chepstow, Epsom, Huntingdon, Newcastle, Ripon, Warwick and Downpatrick. Bumper day then on William Hill Radio, and to look ahead to it is Mr. Ben Bramley. How are you doing, Ben?
Good shape, thank you. Yes, thanks for inviting me into the studio to have a little look. Hopefully I'll be at Ripon on Monday for this two-day extravaganza that we've got there at the Garden Racecourse.
Not a bad little car, actually, is it? Particularly the two-year-old race is the feature. And
it's not bad. I mean, every year I look forward to this two-year-old race, and it just tends to cut up. The Roll of Honour over the last 10 years ago hasn't been spectacular with it, in truth. I go back, I'm going back about 20 years now, to Timeless Times, the horse that ran up that 16-time winning sequence, the same as Providio when it ran against Anzio in a three-horse race. That was a good renewal going back many years. And I guess Mason would be about the best most recent winner that, of course, went on to win the July Cup. But I'm not sure we've got any horses that are going to go on to be top three-year-olds next year. But still, competitive nonetheless.
Certainly. OK, before we touch on Ripon, we're just going to have a look back very briefly at the last week. Obviously, it's been York's Ebor meeting. What stood out for you, Ben?
Good question. I mean, the racing was really interesting yesterday, wasn't it? I guess it was kind of decimated by the weather. You would have to say the Fugue on Thursday was so impressive, wasn't it? It just came right back to her best there, bounced off the quickish ground and probably travelled like the best horse that we'd seen all week and went clear to win the race impressively. Moving on to what we saw yesterday, I guess the Ebor was kind of decimated the field, wasn't it, by the weather, but the ground didn't ride that soft, did it? I was quite surprised that many of these trainers elected to pull out their horses so quickly on the morning of the race. But yeah, it was interesting. Let me just see what happens to Tiger Cliff now, won't it? I think it's been earmarked for a jumping campaign, hasn't it, with Alan King?
I believe so, going to Alan King and going to try some hurdles as well as the flatten. Well, there's no reason why it couldn't be a success in that field, really, is there?
Well, the staying division is wide open. I'd have thought they'd have stayed and had a look at the cup races next year. But, you know, we look at these horses and say you'd automatically think they will make the transition to jumping, but it's never that easy, is it? Lovely stamp of a horse, this one, though, Tiger Cliff. He was successful there off a mark of 98 and showed a really willing attitude for Tom Queeley and for getting it done there. And I guess you'd almost call the race yesterday proper winter ground, wouldn't you? So you'd like to think that wouldn't hold any terrors for him come the winter. And you can't see too many with much more class lining up in the Supreme next year if he was to be heading that way, that's for sure.
No, that's definitely true. OK then, we will look ahead to three races at Ripon on Bank Holiday Monday then. We'll kick things off with the 225. It's a handicap over almost a mile and 2 furlongs. A class 5 contest with 7 runners down to go to post. Just before we talk about this race, Ben, I've got the going here down as good to firm in places. You obviously live rather close to the racecourse. What do you think?
I would suggest that would be quite a suspect description. Certainly on the morning of the Great St Wilfrid, it tippled down up until about 11:30, and I was expecting it to be soft, perhaps even heavy. But the going was just soft, perhaps good to soft on that day. So I would think it would probably be good with a bit of print at the moment, but it'll be decent enough ground. And I don't think we've got too much rain forecast for the next 24 hours, so I certainly wouldn't be absolutely worried if I was on a fast ground performer. I think it should suit just about everything.
Okay then, as I mentioned, the first race is the 225. A tricky little race this, Ben. I mean, there's a few who got their head in front last time. Correggio got his head in front last time, I should say. Mark Johnson's got a runner. Mark Prescott's got a runner. There's yards there who should be looking to win this race, but there's a few that struggle to win, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a few disappointing types, if we're being perfectly honest here. The one at the top of the card there, which is Gio De Vita, was a horse that I backed earlier in the season at Chester when it was in the hands of Marco Botti, and looked quite a promising type when it was second to Theodore Jericho, but really gone off the rails since then. The handicap hasn't relented at all. The horse is rated 75. It's been third, fifth, second and seventh off marks of 73, 72, 75, so the handicap is not really doing that one any favours. Just interested to see whether this switch to Dandy Nichols will make any difference, because he has had some joy on this card over the years as Dandy Nichols. He does like to have a little look at that Rip and Rowell's handicap with the likes of Sam Moritz over the years, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's having a little pop with this one on Monday and expecting it to go well. Correggio won that three horse race, of course, didn't it? At Ponte, 12-1 winner, always back the outsider of three, the old Maxim there, but he's been clobbered, hasn't he? He's gone up £7 for that, so you'd probably say that he's beatable. Do you know the one I've probably come down on here is this Muajiza, who ran in a decent race behind Robert the Painter at Ripon last time, an all-age contest, wasn't it? Which, now we're in three-year-old only company, I think Muajiza might be seen in good light by Pivotal, so if there is any rain, shouldn't hold it in bad stead at all, although of course Pivotals go on all surfaces, and I think this one could be the progressive one in the field, Muajiza, although you did mention the Mark Prescott horse too, didn't you?
I did Lyric Peace, a filly who, I mean, very consistent, third, sixth, second, fourth, her career stats to date.
Probably not your typical Mark Prescott horse, in so much as it showed its hand as a two-year-old, didn't it, Lyric Peace, and coming third a couple of times. It's gone up in trip from 6 furlongs to 8 furlongs to 11, and now finds itself back down to 10 at Ripon. So it doesn't look like one of those really progressive ones that Mark Prescott normally has in his stable, does it? So perhaps we've seen that one's hand already, but I am interested in that jockey booking, Martin Harley, for some art there in the 225, but no, I think I'll be going with that Muajiza to back up the promise of that good run behind Robert the Painter last time over this course.
Okay, then Muajiza for Mark Johnston and Mickey Fenton in the 225. The second race that we'll look at is the 335. It is the Ripon Champion 2-year-old Trophy, a listed contest over 6 furlongs. Six runners, it says down to go to post. Northern Water due to run today at Beverley. Supplicant is the market leader and deserves to be there, Ben.
You say that, does deserve to be there, and is the officially hired rated horse by some distance here in this race, by about £8, I think. But I wasn't impressed with that win last time from Millie Secret. Did you catch the race at all?
I didn't actually. It was at Ripon, though, over course and distance, wasn't it?
It was a two-horse race, but there must have been a point about a furlong and a half, two down, where Supplicant looked like it was going to get bowled over by the 8-1 second favourite. And I wasn't particularly impressed. I thought this one is likely to come back for the Champion 2-year-old Trophy, and it'll probably be one that I want to be against. There's a couple that I'd probably be keen to take it on with. Riverboat Springs, who ran in the Coventry Stakes behind War Command on the back of a good debut at Bath, backed that up coming second to Thunder Strike at Epsom. That's officially rated 93, £10 to find with Supplicant, but I'm not sure there's as much between them as those marks suggest. And the one at the bottom of the card there, Ventura Mist, who ran behind Heike Bidiak in that good sales race at York during the week, has got some decent lines earlier in the season as well. Solid, consistent performer, officially rated 96. And I think those two could be some value against this favourite Supplicant here, who didn't impress me last time.
OK, then. Riverboat Springs, who, of course, really caught the eye on his second start at Epsom, flashing home behind Thunderstrike. I mean, we've got Richard Hannon here. We have to mention this one.
Yeah, definitely.
Legend rising. Obviously, it's a two-year-old race. Hannon, Richard Hughes doesn't come to take the ride. Sean Levy takes the ride. But that shouldn't be too much of an inconvenience, and certainly has some decent form in the book.
No, I'd agree with that. Just going back to the one prior to that, a Riverboat Springs, Heike Bidiak was back in third there, and Ripon's not the sort of track where you expect horses to thunder home, so if that's really Riverboat Springs' run style, it might not be his perfect track. Moving on to Legend Rising that you were talking about there, I don't think this has been campaigned like a Hannon Blue Blood. You know, started off at Donny, won its maiden at Nottingham, won a novice at Chepstow. You know, these aren't the sort of places where you expect to see Richard Hannon sending his star turns, and it was beaten at 4-6 at Kempton last time out when Richard Hughes was in the plate. It's now rated 91. I think, are they reaching for the blinkers as well? Yeah, first time blinkers as well. I think there's a few reasons to take that one on, if I'm honest with you. Riverboat Springs and Ventura Mist would be my two against the field here. Happy to take on Supplicant, and I'm going to come down on the side of Riverboat Springs.
Okay then, Riverboat Springs in the 2-year-old Trophy. The final race that we'll look at is the 410. It's the Rip and Rowell's handicap over a mile. Class 2 event, and we've got some really nice types here. Some horses that we see a lot on the Northern Circuit. Ben, Robert the Painter is one of them, who looked rather tricky to win with, I think it's fair to say, before racking up a pretty rapid three-timer.
I'm going to ask a question to you first. What have they done with this horse? Because he looked fairly unwilling last year, didn't he?
I've seen it plenty of times in the flesh, and it's never one that you can fully discount, if you like. It always runs a nice enough race, but looked like it was never going to get its head in front, and then it did at Beverley, it did again at Beverley, and then it won a really competitive race at Ripon last time.
Yeah, in the meantime it shot up from 75 to 97, and that manoeuvre by Graham Gibbons last time when it came out of stall 17 and it made a sharp diagonal manoeuvre within about half a furlong for the rail really won it the race, and then it found so much more when challenged as well. It's up to a mark of 97 now from 89, of which it was victorious last time, but David Bergin, who's useful, takes off £5, and it really will take all the beating. Robert the Painter absolutely found a new lease of life from somewhere, and proven written form as well, that cannot be sniffed at. But there's another one in here with proven written form, you know, that comes back for this race year after year. Do you know the one I mean?
Is it Suits Me, Ben?
Suits Me, I think he's running it a time or two, and was a winner early in the season, wasn't he, at Ripon? Suits Me, when it bounced back, they were talking about retiring that horse, but no, it's another one.
Dubai Dynamo?
Dubai Dynamo is a serial rip and runner. A bit out of form, Dubai Dynamo. I've had my eye on him all season for this race, but I just don't think he's running well enough at the moment, Dubai Dynamo. It might just be a little bit too competitive for him. No, it's an osteopathic remedy.
That's my third guess, Ben.
Oh, you're just about to say that one,
were
you?
Yeah.
Well, look, if I can take you back his runs in this race over the last 5 years. 2012, won, beat St Moritz. 2011, fourth to Stevie Thunder. 2010, won, beat Exit Smiling. 2009, third behind Wannabe King. And 2008, won, beat Webbo. So three times winner of this race, and twice placed as well, Osteopathic Remedy. Finds himself running it again off a mark of 90, which is £5 higher than what he won off it last year. But Conor Beasley takes £5 off, and I think you'd probably say he was a decent jockey yourself this season, wouldn't you?
Mm, certainly. He's one of the apprentices that it certainly pays to follow, shall we say.
Definitely.
Great jockey. And Osteopathic Remedy, as you said, just pops up every now and again. He's won the Thirst Hunt Cup in 2010. And he's generally campaigned for a race like this, isn't he?
I think he's not just campaigned for a race like this. He is campaigned for this race, I think it'd be fair to say, Alex, in truth. So we've seen them tremendous lines over the last 5 years. He's on a nice little mark. He goes on ground with a bit of printing. He's probably at his best on good to soft ground as well. He's nicely drawn in stone too to get a toe off that bend as well. So I think he's got to run a big race here, Osteopathic Remedy. I think the cat's probably out the bag because people will have seen the record in this race, and he often runs a big one in it. But I think he's going to be my selection, Osteopathic Remedy. Robert the Painter, clearly the one to beat in such tremendous form at the moment. It's great to see some of these old boys coming back. Light Suits Me that you talked about, like Dubai Dynamo, like No Poppy as well, that showed a bit of form last time out, that's also a capable performer and now well handicapped off a mark of 80. Having one off marks a bit higher than that. So, no, I'm going to go with Osteopathic Remedy, I think, though, Alex.
OK, then. Osteopathic Remedy won the race in 2010 at 18-1. In 2012 at 12-1. Fingers crossed we can get a price like that again tomorrow. Can you just sum up your three picks then, Ben, for the three races that you've just looked at there?
Yeah, of course I can. 2.25 at Ripon. I think this Mua Jiza could be the progressive one in the field there. Ran well behind Robert the Painter last time out. I'm keen to take on Supplicant in the Champion 2-year-old Trophy. I'm torn between Riverboat Springs and Ventura Miss, but coming down on the side of Riverboat Springs. And the 4.10, really looking forward to this handicap, and it's that serial returner, Osteopathic Remedy, that gets their vote at a nice price. And I think I'll make that the nap selection.
Okay, good stuff. Best of luck with those picks, Ben, and enjoy the racing.
Good man. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.